Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Fourth and final hour, 9 o'clock, already here on a Monday morning as we continue with the Cut Sheet with Harry Mays and Fight Club. Fast approaching.
Well, yeah, if you haven't done so yet, get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT 910. So in 10 minutes, we'll have the Monday edition of Fight Club submitted by Nick Cale's sister, Erin.
Everybody wants in.
So Erin wants in. So her selection will be used today for Fight Club. Get on over to YouTube right now, youtube.com/at1210WPHT to see it.
And by the way, full disclosure, I know what the subject is. It's the where it occurred, but I have not seen the clip. So if it's a disappointment, I officially will ban my sister from future contributions to the show.
Exactly. By the way, the never-ending cut sheet, since it's like 19 stages now, is sponsored by Staples. How many times have we all said, well, that was easy. Well, the Staples easy button is back. And it's got us all saying it again for custom print, shipping services, even passport photos, plus quality products delivered next day to over 98% of the U.S. Staples. That was easy. Thank you, Staples, for sponsoring the... We need two sponsors. We need three sponsors because the cut sheet is basically the entire show. Thank you, Staples. All right, so I want to get into this before we do the cut sheet. There's been a lot of... For all the people that are always like... you guys spend so much time on the trans athletes thing, and it's such a rare occurrence. Is it, though? Because I have four different stories from four different parts of the country where this is being, where there's an issue.
Yeah.
So tell me again how it's rare occurrences. It's not rare occurrences, okay? Nope. Let's start in California.
And by the way, the more it's accepted, the more it will keep occurring.
This is right. The high school track and field where they have decided that they're going to award one extra medal for the high school track and field because A.B. Hernandez is a dude who identifies as a female. She's competing. He's competing. Whatever. This person is competing. And they were debating this on CNN, and I have to give it to Julie Hamel, who's the president of the California Justice Center, just taking... Breonna Keeler is just a vile human.
Yeah. Low energy, too.
She's just... What about this? What about this? Like, shut up.
Little snipster.
The CNN anchor calls a boy a girl and gets corrected by this attorney, as she should. Roll this.
To comply with federal law to accept federal funds.
Would.
What would make this fair? For her to compete for those who are competing against her, what would that kind of structure in competition look like?
Who is her?
AB.
Yeah.
Okay, AB Hernandez is a male who identifies as a female. What would be fair is to have Hernandez competing in the male category.
Yes.
It is not fair to the females competing to have to compete with a male.
Amen.
Okay, so in Trump's federal funding threat, is that something, though, that would hurt all student athletes, including athletes who are assigned female at birth?
Would his federal funding threat hurt athletes?
If the money is taken away.
Right. So the law actually says that schools that do not abide Title IX or other federal laws cannot receive federal funds. So that's not Trump's fault. The problem is that the state with AB 1266.
But you understand, Julie, there's two views here on Title IX. So just to be clear, not everyone agrees with you on how you're viewing it. So in that regard, if you were to take away the funding.
Not everybody agrees on two genders.
As it pertains to trans athletes, not everyone agrees with you. I think we just have to be clear about that. If you are taking away the funds for athletes, student athletes in California, isn't that going to hurt all of them?
These mental gymnastics.
Yeah.
Taking away federal funds is going to hurt all California kids, which is why the state of California needs to comply with federal law. It's very simple.
So when you dig into the science on trans athletes, what is really clear is that there needs to be a lot more research on a lot more trans athletes to be able to draw better conclusions about the effect of whether gender-affirming care actually reduces or eliminates the advantage conferred on an athlete who is genetically male. Would you welcome more research? Is this a situation where more research might help?
I absolutely think that more research and more careful and thoughtful discussion is necessary here. Pediatric sex change procedures are very harmful, and they cause lifelong damage to children.
Money
grab. And this is something that the United States of America needs to examine thoughtfully, and people need to be able to discuss openly without being called bigots and transphobes.
There you go.
Yep, totally hear you.
Nice work.
So,
all right, enough of Brianna.
Wow. Well, that discussion just makes my eyes roll back in my head.
I know. Another 90-10 issue that they're on the wrong side of. And then they try to twist you into a logic of a pretzel logic. It's just.
By the way, album by Steely Dan, by the way. Pretzel logic.
You are 100% correct. By the way, this A.B. Hernandez is a high school junior competing in girls' high jump, long jump, and triple jump, leading all three events after the preliminaries on Friday. So, it's just a one-off. It's just a one-off, right?
You know, moving forward.
Not in California.
No. This thing, I mean, this is where it originated from, right?
Right.
California, the Pacific Northwest. You don't get too many of these cases in Arkansas, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Once I get to the point where I'm allowed to take, like, 5 weeks off a year, so maybe 10 years from now, if I'm not dead from a heart attack.
You will be.
Can I just take the month of June off?
No.
It's only June 2nd, and I'm already done with
pride
and letters and communities. I don't even want to hear what you're assigned anymore at birth. Forget how you identify and the little pretend little game we're playing. If you're... I identify as a cat. No, you're a dog. You're a cat. You are what you are, okay?
Right.
I'm done with the genders. I can't do it anymore. My head's going to burst. What we need to do, along with the studying of the biology of the procedures and what you end up becoming if you come out as a woman through the procedure, we need to spend money on the mental
research.
Health breakdown.
Yep.
Like, what is going on in somebody's head that they feel like they're in the wrong gender, the wrong body, the wrong sex, whatever you want to call it? I don't even want to deal with what I was assigned at birth. I don't even like that term anymore. Assigned. You come out, you either have the male part or the woman's part. That's what you get.
Somebody steps into the room there, the assigner.
Like, Stalker assigned Dawn and I to stand outside of this door when the clients came 2 weeks ago. We were assigned stand in front of the 1210 studios.
You don't have to say that.
Make us look.
Yeah, you don't have to say that.
Music people, you are assigned to stand down there. Signed.
All right, so that's California. Everybody's like, well, let's go to Champlain Park, Minnesota.
Another crazy state.
By the way, 2 minutes, the 2 minute warning for you right now, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Fight Club coming up in 2 minutes. Make sure you get on over there to see that. This is Cut 9, Phil. Champlain just shut out the defending state champions in back-to-back games to win the Class 4A Section 5 softball championship. Both victories came behind the arm of Marissa Rothenberg, a biological male competing in girls softball. And if you see this video, youtube.com/@1210WPG, you can see the speed that this dude throws this fastball. Roll this. Watch this.
It's in the pitch.
It's on a loop.
Back in the fifth.
There you go.
Wow.
Look at that.
Fans another
one. Look at that.
Bring him up. Yep. Are we sure that's not Ben Roethlisberger? That's Marissa Rothenberger.
6'5".
Yeah.
See, part of me thinks sometimes with all of this, that maybe, just maybe, some of the best male athletes who don't identify as trans should just sign up to these things to just show, to just blow everybody out. And just say, I'm now competing as a girl. I identify and blow everybody out and then say, see,
Yep.
So here we are. Yep. We identify, and this is what happens.
This is not a fair play.
Let's take the most prolific college athlete right now in college sports. Let's say it's Arch Manning, the quarterback from Texas. What he should do to make a point is quit the Texas football team, join the Texas softball team, and be a pitcher, and just ring up every single girl.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Boom.
Sit down.
Yep.
And the reason I say that is because it takes away from individuals who you know, they say this gender dysphoria, it has been for as long as I can look up and research, and a diagnosed mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
think part of this is if we take that off the table and we just have guys who play as girls and they're making the point, then the debate becomes, hey, folks, is this fair?
Yep.
And we right. take away the fact that there's somebody who I think is genuinely somebody who has a mental health issue. Their parents obviously are, I think, pushing them to do this stuff.
Yep.
And so I would love to take them out of the limelight, because I think it probably further hurts their mental health, whatever's going on, and just puts the issue itself in the forefront, which is boys are stronger than girls. Their muscle mass, their ability yeah. to breathe, to they're faster, they're stronger. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's just not fair.
So you could say, okay, those are just two offs. After Fight Club, I have Washington State and Oregon. So two other states where this is happening.
And by the way, all the crazy states too.
I didn't just like go out looking for this. Like this all happened right. this weekend.
Yeah.
So for everybody saying they're just one offs, yeah, they're not.
No.
All right, it is 9:10. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Get there now for
Kale and Company Fight Club.
Stop. You're looking it. For a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal ratings.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
All right, Fight Club on this Monday, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. Three locations, one priority. You visit tricounty.com today, tricounty.com. By the way, Brian Krieger, good job getting in early on Fight Club, because it is quickly becoming the most popular segment of this morning show. So thank you very much for getting in on this. Okay, we go today. This was submitted by Nick's sister, Erin. This is an Arkansas kindergarten graduation that devolved into a brawl as children scream for parents to stop. An Arkansas kindergarten graduation descended into madness when a large brawl broke out between parents, forcing school officials to scold the unacceptable behavior displayed in front of the little tykes. Several adults threw punches at each other in the hallway of the West Memphis's Falk Elementary School on Wednesday. This was last Wednesday, as the frightened screams of nearby children filled the crowded corridor. Multiple men and women were in the center of the melee, plowing through the school as other parents rushed to get their children away from the danger, according to the video obtained by WREG. All right, let's roll this film. Oh. Oh, there we go.
And we're off.
Now Look at this.
My kids should have been valedictorian.
As a fight erupts among parents during an elementary school graduation. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Stephanie Skurlock.
And I'm Greg Hurst. Some say parents acting like the children. Now, those punches were thrown Wednesday at Falk Elementary in West Memphis. WRG's Raven Copeland joins us now live with the school's response and the community's reaction to the fight. Raven, what'd you learn?
Yeah, Greg and Stephanie, West Memphis School Superintendent, he has responded to the incident, and he says that type of behavior, it's a zero tolerance He says there is a zero tolerance policy for the unacceptable behavior that was displayed in that video.
Market 500.
This week's graduation at Falk Elementary will be one to remember, and it's not because of the ceremony or the graduates.
Oh my God, that was what, two, three different people fight?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's at a graduation.
For the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Shocking video shows a group of parents yelling and throwing punches at each other in front of kids.
Kindergarten.
You can see parents, children, and staff members staring or walking off in disbelief.
There's some other people some hugging it out, though.
Yeah.
See that?
And loving it.
Stop to the people involved in the brawl. And what do you think that...
I mean, you understand why kids grow up to do this behavior, because they see their parents doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. It's a learned behavior.
It's unbelievable. Yep. Like, just the disgracefulness of this.
5 and 6-year-olds
yeah.
being subjected to that. Because a couple of 30-somethings just can't get their act together.
That's why we got to ban all these graduations.
Yeah,
we
no. have
a... Not kindergarten.
I don't know. I'm going to take it under advisement later today. No, I'll think about it.
Kindergarten grad is adorable.
Thank you.
First Arkansas, next Philadelphia. Where's it going to end?
Yep.
That could be up there. That could be the winner.
I don't really need a kindergarten graduation.
Yes.
Really?
Harry, you don't have kids.
It's adorable.
You don't have kids, bro.
Harry, I was
a kid.
You soulless individual.
Yeah.
I didn't need it.
By the way, I would have said the same thing 5 years ago before I had my son. But now that I do, I'm like, yes, we need kindergarten graduations. I'm going to a preschool graduation, and it's going to be adorable.
It's going to be adorable.
Wow.
A year from now, you will have a kindergarten graduation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm going to a preschool graduation. Wow. And
if I was a parent, I'd just stay home.
By the way, why do you think these things are popular? Do you think teachers want to stay? I'll be at an event tonight.
No.
I'll be at an event tonight where I'll be there until 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Do you think teachers who get to the school at 7-ish want to stay for this stuff until late at night? No. Why do they do it? They do this to celebrate. No, they do it to celebrate the education of children, which I think, given the other stuff that we celebrate, what's wrong with this? And by the way, Harry, how much time do you celebrate and spend your time on sports? How much time? How many hours do you sit on the couch celebrating sports?
Yeah, Dawn,
and
go,
you can't celebrate
go.
The
what
children?
Do you mean celebrate? I don't celebrate sports. I bet on it.
Teehee.
Let me
not
finish.
Love you. Anything.
Yes.
You do too.
Stenciling off the top row. Randy Savage elbow smash.
I'm going to a birthday party this Friday night.
Oh, I've heard about these.
For a 100-year-old. Now that I will celebrate.
That is something worth celebrating.
Yeah. By the way, I love when Harry's wife drags him out to like a peewee football game in the fall for a nephew, and he's disgusted.
No, it was a lacrosse game. And there was a fight there, too. There was a fight there. I should have recorded it at the fight club.
You should have. Oh, there was a fight. Harry, always.
The two coaches fought, and they stopped the game.
Always be filming.
Always.
Yeah, right.
Always think of this show. Yes. Please.
Everything is content, Harry.
Everything
But
is
I've
content.
Heard this segment is booked through the summer.
It's, yes. It's all summer. All summer.
Unbelievable.
TriCountyAuto.com. Thank you guys for sponsoring Fight Club. It is, like I said, it's the most amazing. All right. We'll get to the other dudes who are trying to compete with women in other things. We'll get to that on the other side.
All right, Kale and Company live on a Monday morning. Harry Mays sticks with us. We have a big three from Dawn in about 15 minutes, and we're back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 924, it's Kale and Company. We've got the big three. We've got movies. We've got music. We've got gift cards to give away. But we wrap up the cut sheet now with Harry Mays.
Yes, let's do... So I said there's been two other dudes in competing in
women's
sports.
Trans athletes.
Yes, thank you. Let's start here in Washington State, where a boy competing under the name Veronica just stole the state title in the girls 400 meter at the 2A Washington State Championship meet. This is 19, Phil. Roll this. You can see this. There we go.
Oh, it's a blowout.
Look at this.
Yeah, look at this.
It's ridiculous.
It's Vince by a mile.
He's not even.
Now, what event is this?
It's a track meet. It's a track meet.
I know, but what event?
Who knows?
Like the 2 mile or the mile or something?
400 meter maybe.
400 meter at the 2A Washington State Championship meet. I don't know. I look to you guys for these type of things.
Well, they had to stay in their whole lane the whole way around, so it is the 400 meters.
Yeah.
Sadly, this dude doesn't realize he should just stay in his lane from a gender perspective as well.
Right. Nice work.
And you know what the weird part of all of this is? I have yet to see one decorated male athlete transition to a female and play female sports. It's always like a run-of-the-mill average to below-average white dude who, on a scale, if you're ranking him against 20 others, he came in 16th And then all of a sudden, he comes over to the female side, and he's Carl freaking Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a champion.
This one happened in Oregon. Let's start with 20 here. This is the girls' high jump competition, and some dude won this, too. Luckily, there were two female athletes that refused to stand on the little podium, so they stood mm-hmm. like in front of it. And then because they wouldn't stand with the dude who beat them, they got ordered to go to the sidelines.
Yeah, sit down, Missy.
Start with 20 here, Phil. You can see them.
Good. Stand right in front of them.
See, yep. They stand down there.
Good.
Right. And that's at Hayward Field, too. That's the University of Oregon's track.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Also in good place for Lightning Wells, Leon Rose. Fourth place honors, Stu Schroeder, Reese Ecker.
They get in the box, in the blocks?
Yeah, you see him standing down there? All right, so go to 21. You can see this is a close-up where you see the two girls standing because they won't stand on the same podium.
Yep.
And some official tells them to go stand on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Roll this.
Look at this.
There we go.
Yeah, this guy.
Five.
Yeah. Hey, you! Yeah. You two broads!
Yeah.
Go sit down!
You see this lanyard around my neck? That shows you I'm the boss.
I know you were assigned female at birth, but you got to stand on the podium.
Can you imagine what a failure in life that guy is that he's doing this?
Yeah.
And he's yelling at two females.
How great would it be if Riley Gaines just ran onto the field and drop-kicked that dude?
No, but unfortunately, in all of these cases, the girls' families have to lawyer up, and they have to talk about the fact that they are being psychologically and emotionally damaged and hurt and devastated by the fact that these officials and all of these officials are allowing biological males to beat them, and that they are that's the only thing I can see here. And remember, in a court of law here in Pennsylvania, that's when the family from Quakertown, remember the Quakertown girl, had been beat out by a biological male identifying as a girl, and the judge locally, Beetlestone, had said, "Well, there's no evidence of any damage," so threw it out. Of course, said, "No, you're not damaged," and threw. So they need to just lawyer up, get a psychologist to say they're emotionally devastated. They're psychologically devastated.
So it's
they're damaged.
Selective application of when we protect women.
Yep.
Right.
Was there any video of the actual high jumping?
No.
No,
I didn't see it. But
it's ridiculous.
Things could fall out.
Yeah. High jump. But hate to see Veronica fall and
Veronica
scratch her chin
gets exposed.
Yeah.
But like to Don's point, like this is when you're in high school and you're doing this and you can be top thing in your school and everything like that. Like we're talking scholarships, you're talking money, you're talking all kinds of stuff that some dude is just going to take because I identify as a female.
Yeah, where are all the feminists at?
Yeah, where are they?
Where are they?
Yeah, where are they?
Where have all the feminists gone, Harry Mays?
I wanted to highlight because I'm so tired of this narrative that it's like, well, it's so rare that it happens. It's so rare that it happens. I gave you four different schools in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and
that
usually,
this has happened.
Usually you stay out of these conversations for the most part because I'm usually the one on my high horse and then I hand it off to Dawn as the female. But yeah, you're more fired up than usual for this one.
I think it is relatively rare outside of California, Oregon, Washington, and Minnesota.
I said that last week.
It just happened here.
It's such a
high
regional
senior,
thing, right?
But it just happened here, though. I mean, there's a high school senior from our region, and so the problem is to say it's rare. Well, that's BS. So you're a girl who your whole life, and you and your parents driving around to these, if you've ever been there, you know this is consuming in your whole life, and you are banking on these different scholarships and grants, and it's a really big deal, not to mention the fact that it's your senior year and somebody just pooped on you.
Yes.
I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because they decided how they identified. Nobody says, well, what about the girl?
Imagine trying to downplay the injustice and claim, well, it doesn't happen a lot. Yes. Like, if, imagine if we only had four murders in Philadelphia each year, and you're on the receiving end of murder, and your family's been rocked by that tragedy, and somebody says, wow, there was only four throughout the whole city. There was only four.
No, it's so sexist. No other group would do this, by the way.
Right.
No other group. It's like, it, just watch what happens when they say, well, what if I identify as black? What if I identify as this? What if I, oh no, you can't do that. Yep. But you can identify, the one thing you're allowed to identify is as a girl.
Yep.
And everybody just says, yep, nothing to see here.
That's good. If there's that many, they should just have their own division.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to compete. Sure.
Exactly.
Compete with whoever, right. but compete against whatever biological species you are.
That's right.
Yeah, the Veronica division.
The Veronica division.
But to your point, even if they all run together, that's fine. They can all run in the stay in their lane. They can run. They can, you know, as long as it's not an injury like volleyball or whatever. But in that case, you could have them run together. Yeah. But then you qualify, just like in like wrestling when they say the lightweight or the heavyweight or whatever. Fine. But to say that they're competing against one another when you have a dude who's like 6'3" competing against petite, like 5 foot females? Like, come on.
Yeah, Michael Vespa on the YouTube chat says the two girls that left the podium should have been second and third, not third and fourth. Aww. Exactly.
Mm.
And how do they feel? They train their entire lives for this. You know what I mean? And then and then some dude with balls goes
allegedly.
I'm gonna run against you now.
Big balls.
Exactly. That's why they made jock straps.
All right.
That'll do it. Harry, great stuff. Love you, buddy.
All right. Talk to you next week. Harry. Have a great week.
Thank
everybody.
You, Harry. Great spot today, buddy.
Have a great great time at the centennial birthday party, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get pictures. Keep in case there's a fight.
Keep celebrating your sports, Harry.
I'll take video.
Next time, take video.
All right. There he is. Harry Mays with us every Monday for the Cut Sheet. We'll come back, get to a big three from Dawn. And then we have our morning mystery movie clip. And today we are playing for a $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Phil Omquist has the music coming up in just a few moments, and then we will preview what's on tap for the Dawn show. But right now, Jimmy Kelly's out, Captain Kirk is in, but we still have a morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, by golly, if our new neighbor's going to do that, I don't feel a bit bad about sneaking in their swimming pool while they're gone.
You think it's safe?
What are they going to do, arrest us? Look at us. We're three harmless old men.
Yeah, but who knows what kind of people they are?
You know, I can't remember the last time I really took a risk.
Ben's right. I'm in.
If your friend Van Luckett decides to jump off the top of the Empire State Building, does that mean that you have to do it too?
I have my pride.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Today, a $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Best of luck, caller 12, 855-839-1210. Now, what occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale & Company.
Today, June 2nd, we celebrate the birthday of Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet, who's 65. Heavenly birthday shout out to Charlie Watts from the Rolling Stones. We also lost Bo Diddley in 2008. Singles include Rock of Ages by Def Leppard in 83. Albums include Peter Gabriel second in 78. Live and Dangerous by Thin Lizzy on the same day. I'm a Rebel by Accept in 80. Adore by the Smashing Pumpkins in 98. But here we are by the Foo Fighters in 2023 and the Lizard by Saigon Kick in 92. Also, hey, I got to always mention my hair metal. Also, in 81, Prince made his live British debut. In 66, Frank Sinatra was top of the UK singles chart. In 76, Wings set the world record for largest attendance for an indoor crowd with 67,000 in Seattle. In 93, Aerosmith began their Get a Grip tour. In 73, ELO began their first U.S. tour. In 71, Queen played their first show with a classic lineup of Freddie, Brian, Roger, and John. In 95, Duran Duran was at the Man. And in 64, the Stones appear on U.S. TV for the first time. But lastly, on this day in 2006, the Muscle Shoals Sound Studios is added to the National Historic Register. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lomp.
And that's Muscle Shoals, not
Mustard
Shoals.
Correct.
All right. The Dawn Show is on tap in about 8 minutes, and we find out what she has lined up top of the hour.
Yes, so coming up at 11, our guest will explain to you in Pennsylvania and perhaps New Jersey why. Why is it that your electric rates are going up? That's coming up at 11. Well, also, and I meant to do this in the big three, the dogs allegedly tortured by Fauci, these adorable dogs released, and we'll show you on YouTube these beagles. And I meant to do this especially for Greg Stocker. The first time they were being used in the, you know, they were the ones that were being experimented upon.
Good.
Dozens of these adorable beagle puppies and dogs. And they've never walked on grass.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's going to break your heart.
Oh, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
But we have all the updates going on. We'll go through all of it. And we'll, of course, we got to start out with a little YMC celebration. It was a big day here in Pennsylvania for President Trump. And so U.S. Steel, we'll get into all of that. Ukraine, Russia, those talks. Oh, my gosh, there's so much breaking. We got it all.
Moving forward, instead of experimenting on beagles, why don't we just do these tests on CNN anchors? All right, that'll do it for us.
Hang on.
Bill, oh, that's right.
Bill and Ben Salem.
Oh, I don't have anything on my screener.
So quick to get out of here.
No, there's nothing on my screen. Look at my screen. It's blank again.
Bill and Ben Salem.
Go ahead, Billy.
Yes, hi. The movie was Cocoon.
Cocoon.
There you go. Congratulations, Bill. You've got the $50 gift card, all right?
Yeah, sorry, Bill. Nick needs to be on the Schuylkill in 3 minutes.
I got to be into my REM cycle by 11:07.
Oh, God.
All right, great job, Bill. Everybody have a great rest of your Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow.